The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it had approved the loan this month. Jim Nordland is the USDA's State Director of Rural Development in Alaska.
We're pleased to be able to extend the nearly $3 million loan to the North End Ferry Authority. We think that's going to assist with an integral transportation link for the ferries in southeast Alaska.
Marketed as the Rainforest Islands Ferry, the link would connect Kaufman Cove on northern Prince of Wales Island with Wrangell and South Mitkoff Island, about 25 miles out the road from Petersburg. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority tried providing that service for 3 years, but canceled it in 2009 because there wasn't enough ridership to cover costs. The state's newly built ferry terminals at Kaufman Cove and South Mitkoff have gone largely unused since then. According to Nordland, the USDA has confidence the North End Ferry's business plan can make the route work.
We think with a smaller size vessel lower operating costs and with the anticipated traffic that the vessel would have, that's a dual proposition and that it would be a good loan to make on our part.
The North End Ferry Authority is looking at buying and refitting a used crew supply boat from the Gulf of Mexico to serve as its vessel. Manager Kent Miller says the $3 million loan will be enough to cover that budget.
It provides for the acquisition of the boat, its overhaul and refit, its delivery to southeast Alaska from the Gulf, 5,800 miles, which has quite a fuel bill attached to it nowadays. It will also provide for purchase of two Mercedes Sprinter mini coaches, as we call them, an 11 to 14 passenger mini coach that will pull a closed trailer for baggage and parcel express.
Miller says the proposed vessel is 155 feet long and can carry 60 passengers inside and 12 SUV-sized vehicles on its open car deck. The mini coaches will transport walk-on passengers into Petersburg from South Mitkoff and onto the POW road system from Kaufman Cove. Miller says the authority developed its business plan to enlarge the potential market for service to and from POW.
And also to reduce the costs of providing the service. This class of boats, of which there are hundreds actually, operate with a crew of three, and they have, although they have substantial fuel consumption, it's about 50% what the fuel consumption per mile is for the Prince of Wales class vessel.
That vessel class includes the 198-foot MV Prince of Wales and MV Stikine, which are owned by the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. The IFA formed in 1997 and is made up of representatives from Petersburg, Wrangell, Craig, Kloak, Thorn Bay, Kaufman Cove, and Heidelberg. It continues to provide daily ferry service between Ketchikan and the eastern POW town of Hollis. Having a regular ferry run to and from northern POW again is an exciting prospect for school administrators whose students travel a lot for sports and other activities. Petersburg School Superintendent Rob Thomason wrote a letter of support for the new authority when it applied for the USDA loan.
Well, you know, anything we can do to increase our ability to transport kids in a economically feasible manner and with a good schedule and lose less school time, we are in favor of, and this the Rainforest Ferry would do that.
One of the options schools and other travelers use now is Breakaway Adventures, a Wrangell-based jet boat tour and water taxi company. Owner Eric Yancey has mixed feelings about the proposed new service.
You know, there's not a large amount of people that are moving through that area, but still a service that is needed. And with my vessels, I get pretty limited by weather, and then some people have concerns, you know, with a smaller vessel that probably aren't willing to get on it. But I think the pool of people that are involved that would be moving on this route that they're looking at running is, you know, it's just going to end up being divided between this new ferry service that looks like it'll be up and running and what I kind of have been doing through the years.
On the positive side for Yancey's business, he thinks the new service could bring more customers to Wrangell who want to take tours with his company. According to its business plan, the new North End Ferry would run year-round, making 3 weekly trips between POW, Wrangell, and Petersburg in winter and 4 in summer. North End Ferry Manager Miller says the schedule would expand in the summertime to include trips to Ketchikan.
It will run 4 times a week from between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Mitkoff. And then it will run 3 times a week in summer between Kaufman Cove and Ketchikan. the Ketchikan link is intended to draw more people into the service, enabling them to make a round trip via Kaufman Cove in one direction and Hollis in the other, using the IFA service Ketchikan-Hollis.
Rather than competing with the IFA, Miller says the North End Ferry is intended to increase the market for that existing service as well as itself.
We're hoping to have a really good working relationship with both IFA and Marine Highway, and we hope that this service is going to be a benefit to everyone involved.
Like the IFA, the new North End Ferry Authority is community-based and independent from the state. It's also independent from the IFA. Right now, the only community that's involved in the new authority is Kaufman Cove. Miller says that was also the case at the very beginning of the IFA, which Miller also helped create. IFA General Manager Bruce Jones says he wishes the new ferry service luck. The $3 million loan gets the North End Ferry Authority past its biggest hurdle, according to Miller, but he says there are still some smaller hurdles to clear. If all goes well, he says the authority hopes to start its service this coming May. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.